Okay, side two. At the Tiki Hut Service Club, Duchess, Dorothy Hilt is the club director. And I think I have mentioned Dorothy to you before. She, I think, is about 47 or 48 years of age. And I think she's been in this business, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 years. And she's a real dud. Oh, she's so stupid, Duchess. She doesn't have any idea of what she's doing. And the girl that's working with her now, Barbara J, is very good as a program director, except Barbara has to do everything herself. In other words, Dorothy is supposed to help train the girls, you know, the program directors and the recreational leaders. She's supposed to help them with programming. She's supposed to give them administrative training on reports and things. And Dorothy's always playing the sick routine. Now, she went to Bangkok for 4 or 5 days, I think, about 2 weeks ago. And she was sick before she went. She never felt good. And then when she came back, she was even sicker. She got a cold or something. And a lot of this is put-on stuff, you know? And she doesn't work any nights, and which means the other girls have to work, you know, 5, 6 nights a week. And Dorothy should work at least 3 or 4 nights a week, and she doesn't. So anyhow, her club is a mess from inside to outside. It's just a mess. Well, we've done some things. We've had the inside painted. And the other day I went there and I had a staff meeting. Dorothy does not have staff meetings. I have told her she used to have one a week. She's real, you know, you talk to a Duchess and she says yes to everything. And then 10 minutes later she'll say, oh, I didn't understand or I didn't hear you. Now, her paperwork that she's been handing in, you know, we're subject to handing 6 reports a month. None of them too difficult if you know what you're doing. Well, I spent hours with her in the last 2 months going over her monthly report and her financial report. And I explain it in detail, and as soon as she has to do another report, it's done wrong. She can't add 2 and 2. She doesn't see these mistakes. She signs her name to everything and anything. So I spent hours. I spent the entire day there. I was at Friday, this past Friday, from 8 in the morning to 8 at night. I sat there and I did her reports. She had them so fouled up that I had to go back, you know, a couple of months and figure out what she had spent on what. She doesn't have any concept of how to keep her checkbooks. She clears her checks, you know, a couple weeks ago she balanced out the checkbook to zero, no money in the account. Do you know what the bank statement said? She had over $1,000. And she can't understand it. She'll say, oh, well, I've been so sick and I don't feel well. Well, hell, you know, I just get real annoyed because this woman is supposed to be experienced. She's only a GS-8 and she had worked years in the States, I understand, in a small club. I don't think she's worked with too many people. You know, she has no sense of obligation to these younger girls and it's very hard for them. And as I say, she's not fooling me because I'm keeping a record on her working hours. She puts down 2-3 hours overtime a day. You know, she doesn't even work a full day some days. And Betty and Jane are aware of this, and they feel that there's no other place we can move this woman. She's not competent at all. And they feel that with her here, I can keep a very close watch on her. And I don't like to do it. You know, it's a sneaky type thing. And as I said the other day, I'm sure I gave her a heart attack because I stayed the whole day and she kept saying, well, aren't we going to eat supper? Or aren't we, you know, if I'm working, Duchess, I don't care about eating. I can work for hours and hours and I don't look at the time and I don't care what time it is because I want to get the job done. That's important to me. But Dorothy has to, you know, if it's lunchtime, she wants to go eat. And she's always doing something rather than doing what she's supposed to be doing. This report was due in, completed by the 5th of this month. Here it was the 20th, 21st, and she still hadn't completed it. The reason is that she did complete it and handed it in, and I would not accept it. I said, Dorothy, this report is wrong. It's not a valid report. It's inaccurate. You'll take it back and do it again. But it comes to the point she simply does not know how to make it balance because she has cheated so much in the past. You know, you can juggle figures to make them read anything you want, but they have to balance with what monies you have and they have to balance with what prizes you have on hand. And when I check things out, nothing balanced. And I said, Dorothy, this won't do. So As I said, I spent hours, Duchess, with an eye machine figuring out what this woman had done. She doesn't know how to begin to keep records. And I told Betty, you know, Betty knew some of this beforehand. I did too. But I'm going to try very hard to train this woman to get her paperwork done properly. And now I've asked her for a written assignment, which is kindergarten stuff. I don't like to do it, but I've asked her to write me a report telling me of how involved she is on programming, because I know she's not involved at all. And it's not fair to the other girl in the club to have to carry the whole load of programming. So, anyway, that's the problem area. I'm telling you, for having only four clubs here in the Delta, I have my share of problems. But I think it's because I look very deeply into what's happening in the clubs. You know, I check records, and in addition to doing Dorothy's reports that day, the special services officer, Carlos Smith, he got a crew of men down there, and we cleaned out five Connexes that Dorothy had. She's never cleaned them out, Duchess. She's been in country, you know, about 7 months, I guess, somewhere around there, six anyway. And there's all this junk and garbage that's been in there for probably 2 years since the club was open. And it rotted away of no value, and Dorothy has never gotten a property book made up. And that's one of the first things you do when you take a club over, is you get the property, you do an inventory. I mean, this is standard operating procedures, Duchess. There's nothing new about this. And she, being so experienced, should know this. And so I told her, I said, Dorothy, we're going to get a property book made up and do an inventory if I have to close this club for a whole week. And she said, oh, she says, I've been going to do it, she says, but I've been so busy. And that's all she keeps saying, that she doesn't feel well and she's been so busy. Well, see, we think Dorothy drinks a great deal, too. She goes home, you know, about 4 or 5 every day, and she drinks all night, and then the next day she comes to work not feeling well. So I'm going to put a stop to that. Because what happens is the boys that work in the club, you know, the men that are detailed there, they're very discouraged. They say that they don't get any instructions, that Dorothy doesn't work with them, and it makes for bad relationships all the way around. So I had this long staff meeting with them, and I told them what I expected of them. I told the Vietnamese staff what I expected of them, and I told Dorothy that she has got to organize this club and be responsible for everything that happens in the club, and at the same time to be considerate of all the people working in the club. So it's like running a club myself, you know. I could run that club with my eyes shut. It's a small club, and they have a lot of help, and there's no big problem. There's no reason for these things. It takes, you know, a lot of work, but once you do it, if she'd done her paperwork, she'd clean up the club once and for all, she'd find out what she has there. I can go through that club and there's dust and dirt all over. There's no need for that. She has enough Vietnamese people there that can clean all day long. So anyhow, that was my big thing this week. I did go to the club on Wednesday night, I think it was, or Thursday night. Dorothy has a lecture every week. The Education Center has been having lectures on different subjects, you know, that the men might be interested in. And Paul said he'd talk 1 week for them, and he did. He spoke on speech, the dying art. It was very well done, Duchess, because Paul is quite a talented man. He's very professional. He has 2 degrees, bachelor degrees, and he has his master's degree in music. He sings, and he's done some theater work, you know, and he conducts orchestras and all this kind of thing. And he gave a beautiful lecture on speech. It was very well done. Most enjoyable. And so I went there to hear him. He was very happy about that. In fact, Paul's off this weekend. He took 3 days or so. He's gone up to Cameron Bay. I think he's going to rest in the sun. And this afternoon, in a couple of more hours, I'm going to catch a plane and go to Long Bend. Jane called me Friday, and she didn't say I had to come. She just said, oh, are you planning to come up this weekend? And I said, well, I was thinking about it. I said, but I just got so busy Friday that I couldn't leave. I said, and perhaps I could come Sunday. And she said, oh, that would be nice. She said, maybe we could go out for dinner together. So I don't know whether I, you know, last time I told you 2 weeks ago when I was up there, Duchess, I got my hand slapped, you know, and I still feel that my decision was by far the better. And it was, Duchess, not just because it was mine, but I was thinking of Barbara Gilbert, remember? Barbara will be moving this week. Anyway, so she said, oh, maybe you could come up and we could go to dinner, she said, Sunday evening. So I said, all right, perhaps we could do that. It would be very nice. So I don't know whether I'm in for another scolding or whether it's just a routine report. You know, she likes to keep informed on what I'm doing. So every couple of weeks I go up there and tell her all these good things. And then I'll probably stay at Longbourn until Tuesday. I'll be in the office up there all day Monday. Oh, and I got another extension. I was supposed to get out of this room on the 21st, this past Friday. And this really is so unsettled. They extended me until the 10th of December. I can stay in this room. At which time, hopefully, I'll get in this PIO room. You know, there's going to be a PIO building built, and they're going to have one room in there for transit female correspondents. PIO is a public information office. And they said I could have the room with the understanding that I will allow female correspondents to use it when they're coming through the area, you know. And I said, okay, but I don't think it'll be finished by the 10th. That's what I heard. Anyway, so that's as far as I got. I can stay here until the 10th of December. Meantime, Duchess, I still have that transit room up at Longbourn, that one I slept in, you know, for 6 weeks or so. And I have most of my clothes up there, my foot lockers and my rail locker. So I would like to get all my things together. It's very difficult. Anyway, and plus Jane lost the key to that room. I gave her the key because she let girls use it when they were going to Longbourn for a night or two, you know, which was all right with me because all my stuff is under lock and key. But she lost the key, so I don't know. I have to find another key or something. So until December the 10th, I'm all set on housing. What happens after that, I don't know. See, if I had a permanent place, Duchess, I just have one room, you know, but if I had a permanent place, I'd bring everything down here. But, you hear that noise? That's somebody rubbing on the wall outside. The noisiest room. Okay, what else? Sure, there's 100 things I'm supposed to tell you. Well, I received your letters, Duchess. Real good. They were real fun. The last couple, really enjoyed getting them. I didn't forget that Pat Skura had mentioned about an Omega watch. I don't see them. I don't see them in the PX at all. Oh, and thanks for telling me about Mother. I'm glad she's well. And I had sent her some money a couple of weeks ago, I guess. Not even that. Another $100. I figured averages out to about $50 a month or so. At least that's some spending money for her. Let's see. You know, I probably owe you some money, Duchess. I don't even think about it, forgetting the sneakers and things of that for me, you know. I'll even up with you when I get home. Oh, and you asked me about coming home. As far as I know, Duchess, my tour is up in March. And I may stay another month or 2 months, April or May. It'd be a little warmer to come home to New Jersey. Right now, I don't plan on staying another year. I mean, you know, like going home and coming back. I just don't, you know, every day I change on it, but I think I'll be home in the spring, sometime May, maybe June at the very latest. If things aren't going well, or if I get too tired or whatever, I may just come home in March. I don't think I'll stay another year. At least I don't feel that way now, unless something happens to change that feeling. I am looking into this Chords business over here. You know, Chords is, I told you about Chords, is Civilian Operation Revolutionary Development, and all the people that work in Chords are usually from the State Department. Aid, you know, aid to international development. Boy, I had lunch with one of the girls yesterday in her quarters. Beautiful room, Duchess. Just gorgeous. They have to commit themselves for 18 months on a tour over here. But they get so many benefits. They get everything, and the very best to live in. Ah, I mean, I was just sick when I saw her quarters, and when I know what I've been living in for a whole 8 months I've been over here. It's like a hellhole. She's a nurse. She's a civilian nurse that works in a Vietnamese hospital. It's quite interesting. She's going home in February for good. Anyway, we shall see. Meanwhile, though, just take care of yourself. Thanks again for the package. Tell everyone hi. Tell Don hello. And tell everyone I'm well. And don't forget, let me know if you...